Very pleasant. Good morning, everybody. As always, great to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. Last night, Marlins-Phillies wrapped up their 2017 series. It was a matchup between Vance Worley and right-hander of the Phillies, Jake Thompson. And with the recap, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, Tuesday night, the series opener here in Philadelphia. The Marlins jumped out to a 7-2 lead over the Phillies through six innings. It was all Phillies from there that night and for the remainder of this series. Phillies came back Tuesday night. Pulled one out 9-8 and 15 wild innings. They ripped the Marlins 8-1 last night, and they come up big again tonight, scoring twice in the first, tacking on seven more runs in the second, and cruising to a 10-0 victory and a three-game series sweep here at Citizens Bank Park. Vance Worley was the last-minute starter for the Marlins, and now it's probably about 3 o'clock this afternoon, maybe. We had expected to see Jose Urania, but it was Worley who got the start. Urania pushed back to tomorrow to get an extra day of rest. Worley pitching against Jake Thompson in this one. And after Thompson set down the Marlins in the top of the first, Worley had a 32-pitch bottom of the first. It began with back-to-back singles by Cesar Hernandez and Freddie Galvis. There would be two more walks in the inning. There would be a wild pitch that brought home one run, a pass ball that brought home another run. And after seven men went to the plate, the Phillies took a 2-0 lead into the second tonight. Marlins loaded the bases in their half of the second, but were turned away. Vance Worley striking out to end the threat against Jake Thompson. Then in the bottom of the second, the Phillies exploded, and the man who got him started, their catcher out of the eighth spot in the batting order, Jorge Alfaro.
He lifts a high fly ball deep to left. It's way up toward the scoreboard, and it's into the upper level of the bleachers in left. A home run for Jorge Alfaro, his third. And it's 3-0 Philadelphia here in the second.
And the Phillies were just getting started. After the pitcher Thompson took a called third strike, Cesar Hernandez singled, and up stepped Freddie Galvis.
Here's a high fly ball. This is to deep right center. And this one is into the seats in deep, deep right center field. Freddie Galvis with a two-run home run, 5-0 Phillies.
Then a single for Odubel Herrera, man on for Rhys Hoskins.
Hoskins belts a shot out to right center, and this one is gone into the seats up over the scoreboard that's in the right center field wall and back about 10 rows. Hoskins with a home run, number 18. It's a two-run shot. Picks up two more RBIs, and he has 39.
For the Phillies, three home runs in that second inning, all against Vance Worley. That's our move of the game, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Miami Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Marlins. You can learn more about them at GreekMoving.com. Nick Williams followed with a single. That would finally be it for Vance Worley, wasn't it, though, for the Phils? Javi Guerra out of the bullpen gave up a double to the first man he faced, Michael Franco, second and third. Still only one out in the inning for J.P. Crawford.
He's got it now, kicks and delivers, and the ball is laced up the middle. That's an RBI hit. Home to score is Williams, and behind him is Franco. It's a two-run single for J.P. Crawford, and my goodness, what an awful inning for the Marlins. Seven runs in the inning and a 9-0 lead.
Well, Guerra would finally escape, retiring the 8 and 9 men, Alfaro on a fielder's choice, and the pitcher Thompson on a ground out. But 11 men went to the plate in the Philadelphia second. The Phils scored 7 runs on 8 hits. They had a commanding 9-0 lead. Worley done after an inning and a third tonight. 8 hits, 8 runs, 7 earned. He walked 2, struck out 4, allowed 3 homers, threw a wild pitch, 56 pitches, 35 strikes. For the Phillies, Jake Thompson took a shutout into the sixth inning, wound up going 5 1/3 tonight, 6 hits, 3 walks. He struck out 6 for Thompson under 2 pitches, 61 strikes. Bullpens were really good on both sides in this game. Guerra wound up going 3 2/3 for Miami, giving up 4 hits and a run, 2 of the hits and the 1 run he allowed in that second inning when he first came out of the pen. Junichi Tozawa then with a 1-2-3 sixth inning, couple of strikeouts. Justin Nicolino pitched a 1-2-3 seventh for the Marlins. They were still down 9-0, however. After Thompson, we saw Ricardo Pinto, Kevin Segrist, Toby Milner, and Yaxel Rios hang zeros one after another for the Phils. And the Phillies finally capped their scoring for the night in the eighth inning against Nicolino with the bases empty and one down, pinch hitter Cameron Perkins. There goes a high fly ball deep to left, and Cameron Perkins comes off the bench with a pinch hit home run to make it 10-0 Phillies. For Cameron Perkins, his first major league homer, and that caps the scoring tonight, 10-0. The Phillies get the win. Phillies sweep this three-game series. For Philadelphia, 10 runs, 14 hits, no errors, 5 left. For Miami, no runs, 8 hits, no errors. Marlins strand 10. Jake Thompson, the winning pitcher, 2-2. Vance Worley, the loser. He falls to 2-6 on this season. Time of the game was 3 hours, 6 minutes. And we play this one in front of 16,302 as the Marlins are shut out for the 7th time this season. Phillies win the season series 11-8, including a 6-3 mark here in their home park. They go to 57-89 overall, 31-37 here at Citizens Bank Park. As for the Marlins now, they have lost 5 straight, matching a season high. They're 1-6 on this road trip. They've lost 10 of 11. They have lost 15 of 17 after that 13-3 run put them right in the thick of the wild card race. No more. Not with a 2-15 record over the last 17. Miami now back to 10 under 500 from 3 over to now 10 under. It's 68-78. The Marlins are 32-43 on the road.
Phillies blank the Marlins in Game 3. Marlins swept in that series. The Marlins will now go to Milwaukee and host the Brewers this weekend. The first pitch tonight scheduled for 8:10. Fish Family members, if you're joining us this morning and you missed your Fish Family bonus code last night, the code is RBI. RBI is the Fish Family bonus code. Jose Urania is on the mound for the Marlins tonight. They're the home team at Miller Park in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It's an 8:10 first pitch against the Brewers. We'll be on the air at 7:40 with Marlins on Deck, presented by GEICO. And as always, we hope you'll find some time to join us along the Miami Marlins Radio Network.